Where's the bib?
Where's the bib?
Yeah.
Where's your face?
Oh, you can't see my face?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I
Wait,
see a big
wait.
D.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there we
Wow.
go.
I see that when I get on the internet as well, quite often.
Actually,
But
it was
that's a
a
different
rather small
topic.
D, but
Okay. Can you tell what color is behind me, by any chance?
I would say the lighting's not particularly
Well,
great.
I got a solution for that because this house is filled with technology. Check this out. Look at
Okay.
this.
What do you got there?
Whoops, 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 like that.
Fuck are you doing?
Turn the light on in the fucking room. Shit.
Your camera iris keeps adjusting. It hasn't changed for me.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh no.
it
Oh no. God damn it. Oh. It's really
the
dramatic when I fucking do it. I'm turning it down there because it's too bright. So what can you see? This is fine, right? Or not?
Yeah, I can see behind you and everything like that. I'm going to hazard as a guess to say that's Lexicon half behind you.
Well, we'll get to that later. We'll find out
Oh, you asked me to
that
guess
later.
though.
Yeah, the guess is relevant and we'll get to it later.
Oh, okay. Right, yes.
Now, have you got a beer?
So I can explain the bib thing. Would you like an explanation of the bib thing?
Yeah, if you got a beer, let's do the beer first and then tell
Okay.
me what.
I've got a Korean beer.
Oh, wow. Okay, go on.
Yeah. This is the, I know what beer this is, but this is the beer from KibEx, which is the Korean Beer Expo, which was on at the same time as the judging. And so this is actually the Art Monster Vienna Lager.
Nice.
Not expecting much in the glass department tonight, but then my expectations are generally low. What do you got?
I have a beer, but I've got to finish my wine first before I get to the beer. So I'll do mine in, later on in the show, okay?
I think we're returning to our regular programming when it comes to glass cleanliness.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just look.
That shit.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm going to take a photo of that. That's bullshit. Jesus. Okay,
It's the
that's too
fucking
much.
worst, isn't
You've given up on the Adam Schell strategy?
No, I've tried everything now. I've tried acid and
I'm sure you
I've tried
have.
the Adam Schell. I've tried the Adam Schell's strategy. I have a dedicated glass scourer as instructed by Adam Schell. And I got the detergent as instructed by Adam Schell. And I used the method as instructed by Adam Schell, but my glass is still shit.
Interesting. Well,
There's only one
that's a
person to blame for
change.
that.
Well, he's one from two, so
The only
that's.
time when I worked at. No, I mean, I'm the one to blame, not Adam Schell,
Oh, okay.
but.
I know. I was blaming him. I was straight into
I'm
blaming
blaming
him. Okay.
myself.
Oh, okay. Fine. Fine. Okay. All right. That's fair.
Not taking
Sorry, Adam.
instruction. I'm
Sorry,
such an
Adam Schell.
idiot.
Jesus.
Oh,
I'm gonna.
God.
Oh, you know what I'm doing now? Check this shit out. I got this most insane technology in this
Hey,
extremely
you can do
modern
whatever you want in
mansion
your
home I'm living in right now.
your webcam.
Look at
What
this.
is that anyways?
That's a remote for the.
Don't you
So
feel like you're
basically.
overcapitalizing or with the
So when I
fancy
moved,
light remote?
so when I moved into this house, basically it was completely unlivable, right? It was fucking disgusting. It was like a hoarder's house. There was walls missing. There was like the Energex wouldn't even connect to the electricity because there was like lights hanging, bare cables hanging out of the walls and shit like that. So I just did the absolute bare minimum, which was basically get the Sparky. Shout out to Doorbell, who's commissioned lots of breweries in the Gold Coast, including Black Ops' first brewery. To basically just replace every light and with a fan light in each room and replace every PowerPoint with a USB double PowerPoint.
PowerPoint,
So
yeah.
yeah,
They're
so
good.
now all the kids have ample charging and every room has a fan with a light and we're fucking golden. That's all you need. It's amazing.
Set.
So a week ago I did a podcast with a guy named
Yes.
Phil, right? You know this
Yes,
guy?
yes. Yeah, I do.
He works at Hiker Brewing. He started it, actually. They're doing very well. You might have heard of them.
Up once or twice.
And then when we were doing this podcast, we got a phone call, which doesn't normally happen, but we did get one and we accepted that in. And that person was you, and you called
Yeah.
in and you're in a different location somewhere. You were wearing a bib. There was no audio. There was other people
Yes.
involved. And I don't understand what happened. So let's just take us back to where you were last week, why and what happened.
I was at a special chicken restaurant.
Okay, but so you're in Korea, right? This
Yeah, I was in
is, let's
Seoul,
just
yeah.
start there.
But it's
Yeah.
only 1 hour time difference between Seoul and Brisbane. So
Oh, no, that's nice.
I was pretty chuffed, right? I'm just trying to find the video of what I was actually doing at that moment. Might be able to give a bit of context. Here we go. Here we go. Can I share screen?
100%.
Think this is it.
So just to confirm, when you rung us, you couldn't hear us either, right?
I had my phone out. I didn't have headphones in, and it was really loud, and you're about to see why, right?
Okay.
So share that screen there. Can you see that screen there?
I can see that screen. Oh yeah,
Yeah. Can
okay, yes, I can see
hear the
this. I can see
sound?
this. Yes.
Can you hear the sound? Right, so there's a whole bunch of beer glasses being lined up. They're full
The
of caps.
glasses are different company, right?
Half full beer glasses, and then someone's putting a
There's some
shot on
shot.
top, and then
There's some shot glasses on top.
ooh.
Exactly.
And he moved that out of the way, and the shot fell into the glass.
Yeah.
Was that
That's
deliberate, or
deliberate.
that was an accident?
Well, it's but it's shit's about to get deliberate.
Okay.
So there's a shot glass being put on top between each glass, right?
It's
So they're sitting on
balancing,
top of the beer
but that
glasses.
shot is empty, right?
Yeah,
Currently.
that's correct. The shot glasses are empty. There's beer in the beer glasses.
Okay.
That's
Not a lot of
all
hygiene
you can hear. That's
control
Big John.
happening.
Big John runs Kipper. There's
Oh,
some
they're filling up
shoju
the shot
going
glasses
in.
with something.
Yeah,
What's
with
happening now? Wow,
soju. It's
a
just
lot of
spilling
this is going
everywhere.
on the table. There's not
Yeah,
really any.
which is. Okay, let's go.
Oh!
Hell.
What? What?
That's going on when I was
What
wearing
the
a.
fuck just happened?
Just destroyed the place. So, for those listening, audio only, he lined up a whole bunch of beer glasses, which are about half full. And then he put on top of, and he lined them up right next to each other. So they're all butted up against each other. And put a shot glass sitting on the lip of each glass, right? And then he
In
got a bottle of
between,
shot
yeah.
in between. So he got a bottle of soju, and he just filled up the shot glasses with soju. And then he just bangs both of his fists on the table, and it just destroys everything. And then he just pisses himself laughing about it.
Wait, so okay, but what was supposed to happen?
I think the shot glasses were supposed to fall into the beer glasses to be like a depth charge.
And just everything smashed.
Everything just went fucking everywhere.
So that wasn't, so that, oh my God, is this the first time this guy's done this? I couldn't work out
No,
if
he's
that was
Korean. He
deliberate or
lives there. He
not.
does that every week.
Oh my God. Okay. So that wasn't supposed to go down that way.
Don't know. It's my
Oh my
first time
God.
there. That might be normal.
Let
I had a
yourself.
best time in Korea, man. That place is wild, eh? You
So
gotta
let's just go
go.
through that. Just talk me through it. Talk me through the
So I went
highlights.
to judge at the Korean International Beer Awards. I was originally supposed to go in 2020. Then we all got locked into Australia in our own homes, and finally got to make it back this year. And so we did. They treat the judges so well there. It's just like eating and drinking all the time, and they were just lovely, lovely people. The beers were really good. The brewing scene's really, really good there. There was the Korean International Beer Expo. KIBEX was on as well, which is what the can of beer is. And it was amazing. I'm just trying to think of the highlights. Okay, so when I was judging, our steward on the table, she was like a famous K-pop rapper.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. And very,
Why
very
was she
easy.
doing it? Do they pay
Because she's
celebrities?
a no, no, she's a no, no, no. She's a certified Doman's beer sommelier.
Oh, okay. So
So she's
she's
gone to
into it.
fucking she's gone to bloody wherever the fuck Weihenstephan is, gone to Doman's. Or maybe it's Munich. Maybe it's Munich. And she's gone to learn to be a beer sommelier. And she's also a famous K-pop rapper.
That's fucking hilarious.
And it was just like I was just like, it was the best steward ever. She's and so that was just fucking wild. And like there's it's Korea or Seoul or Gangnam, probably the best way to put it. It's very like it's the typical dystopian future, like Blade Runner, and that
Yeah.
sort of thing with televisions up on the buildings and all that sort
Wow.
of thing. And
And the guy with the thing?
and Psy was there. They made a sculpture to the Gangnam Style song and all that sort of stuff.
So Gangnam means Seoul, does it? Is that what that
no,
means?
Gangnam is a suburb of Seoul.
Oh, okay.
It's the rich suburb of Seoul.
I see. Right? Okay.
So it's lots of shopping, entertainment district. The exhibition center is there. All that sort of stuff. Right. That's what Gangnam is. Right. And so, have you ever seen the movie Children of Men?
No.
Haven't you?
No.
Need to watch it. I think you'd enjoy it. You like a little bit of sci-fi.
Yeah.
And that's about a dystopian future where there's some sort of disease that's hit humanity and they can no longer have children. Right?
Sounds wonderful. Can I sign up for that?
It's really good. It's a good movie. And there's an amazing, just as a side thing, there's an amazing scene in that movie. It goes for about 15 minutes and it's one shot. And it's like a gunfight. Children of Men, go watch it. It's an amazing movie. Right, it's on. I know it's on Amazon Prime, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's got that dude from that show in it.
Really, really good movie. Honestly, I'm not sending you astray on this one, like The Whale.
Oh, The Whale. No. I watched The Whale. That was good. It was good. 2006. Damn, that's quite a long time.
Really,
ago.
Really good film.
Okay.
Anyway, right. So this is Korea is hurtling towards a demographic crisis.
Right, like Japan.
Everyone's having babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a typical country, you know, the birth rate should be 2.1 for replacement, right? Mm. In Korea, the birth rate is 0.78.
Yeah, they're fucked.
They're so fucked.
Everyone's and getting so, old. No one's making money.
No one's making money, and therefore no one has babies, right?
Yeah.
And the work ethic and stuff like that. And I knew this walking in there, but you it's very subtle, but you notice it when you're there. There are no children.
Wow.
There are no mums with kids, very, very few mums with kids walking around with prams and stuff like that. And we're in the shopping and entertainment district. It's frightening.
You know,
like there's lots of 20-somethings. There's teenagers, a few teenagers, but there's almost no children under the age of 10.
I think that's going to happen here because purely on the fact that it's just way too expensive.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine trying to have kids now just if you actually understood how much kids fucking cost.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't do it.
It's crazy. Yeah. And that's basically us in 20 or 30 years, man.
Yeah.
Is plummeting fucking birth rate and that sort of thing. But it's really weird because prices of stuff is still really high. Real estate's some of the most expensive in the world.
Mm.
Yet this issue is happening. So the bottom's going to fucking fall out from under that at some point, right?
What does the city feel like? Like, does it feel like it? You've been to Japan, right? Does it feel like Tokyo or something?
It's very,
Tokyo,
very similar to very similar to Japan.
Yeah.
Very clean, very well organized and all that sort of stuff. It's one of the more, it's not chaotic, like, Thailand or Vietnam or anything.
It's like Hong Kong or Singapore type
city. Yeah, but you know the disappointing thing though about when it's like that, you know, about Korea though? It's fuck all scooters.
Oh, really?
No scooters. Everyone's driving cars.
How people get around?
Cars. Oh. And subway.
Okay.
And buses and shit.
Does it work reasonably well?
Mostly they drive. It's interesting. The food's amazing. You know, Korean barbecue's amazing. And I discovered food scissors. So I bought a pair of food scissors over there.
Yeah.
Because if you eat with chopsticks all the time, you've got nothing to cut the meat with. So they have food scissors. And I was there and I saw them using the food scissors and I went, they're food scissors. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, that's a fucking great idea. And I went and bought a pair of food scissors on the last day.
You know what's a better idea?
What?
Knife and fork.
Yeah, but you gotta go with the local culture when you're there, you know?
I'm just making
So I thought I'd bring a little
point,
bit of that local.
You're gonna have two implements and then another implement, which is basically two. You've basically got four to achieve the same thing as a fucking knife and fork.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true, but shut up.
Okay. I accept that. All right. Other highlights.
The Hiker Boys won a couple of medals for their beers. So the Wee Little won a bronze medal. So for in session beer / Belgian style table beer. So the reduced alcohol beers. The difference with HIBA versus, say, the AIBAs is gold, silver, bronze is first, second, third.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got a bronze medal, but there was no other no silver or gold medal awarded.
Wow.
So it was the top scoring beer. And then...
Jesus, that's crazy.
Fuck yeah. And yeah. And Twilight, the black IPA that I wrote the recipe for my 50th, silver medal.
That's amazing.
And no gold or bronze medal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heike are on a fucking tear, aren't they?
They are on an absolute fucking tear at the moment.
Did you listen to my episode with Phil last week?
Yes, on the plane on the way back. It was great.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. So when you called with your bib, he's at the tap room working and doing a podcast and doing his other podcast with Adam Schell. And he signed up for IBA and he's going on a fucking 3-4 week holiday around Europe.
Yeah, over to Europe.
And they've got all these plans for it's just like it's all happening.
Yeah, he might be burning the candle at both ends, you know.
Oh, every end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a holiday's a good idea.
Yeah, holiday's a good idea. I had a good chat with him at the IBA meeting on Tuesday night.
Oh yeah. How'd that go?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, it was good. Adam Schell and Phil did a good job in sort of putting the case to firstly putting that event together.
Yeah. So how many people turned up?
About 60 odd.
Oh wow.
It was an amazing turnout. Yeah. And you know, sort of put the case, you know, the IBA has done some really good stuff at a national level, but at the state level, we've been neglected. And so Phil and Adzi have had a good chat about having a Queensland state chapter, and I think that if they give that a go, I think there's some good to come out of that. So they basically put the idea to the Queensland members and that sort of thing, and so I guess the wheels will be in motion to sort of get a Queensland chapter happening, because there are state-based issues that just don't get addressed. We've still got issues with liquor licensing, we've still got issues with shit town planning and that sort of thing, and we need some advocacy, but I think that Adam Schell should do it, and I think we should call it advocacy.
Oh. You barely got that line out, but yeah, that was good. All right. We've got a lot to get to. That I actually do want to hear more about that, but we have a lot of fucking things to talk about. So, anything else on the Korean trip, or are we good to wrap up there?
Oh, we can rock on. You want to hear more about Korea, just ask me in the Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/groups/BossandTheBrewer.
Love that. All right, next topic, poo.
Okay, then, off you go.
All right, well, there's a website, pintoforigin.com.
Yeah.
And I think we did say on this podcast a few weeks ago, we were sort of wondering whether much was happening around the normal time when things happen.
When Good Beer Week's on, yes.
Good Beer Week used to happen when the Gabs and the Abers and all of that used to happen at the same time.
Yep.
So Pint of Origin's happening. We don't have to talk about it for ages, but if you're interested and you're down there because you'd book tickets to the Abers or for any other reason, pintoforigin.com. It looks pretty fucking good. There's a lot of
You want to hear funny, like something silly that's going to happen at that time?
Go on.
I shouted at Adzi and Joel tickets to the AIBA dinner.
Oh, nice.
So they're coming down.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and we'll all get together and we'll poo.
Okay, that's brilliant. You got any particular sites in mind when you...
I'm a massive fan of the Catfish in Melbourne. I literally can't go to Melbourne without going to the Catfish and getting a hard hug from Matt Hoffman or, you know, Matt or Kieran, that sort of thing. So just
bringing this up, New Zealand.
I'll definitely be there.
They're on the Kiwi beers.
New Zealand, so yes.
Garage Project.
I will probably go and check out, I mean, the Lincoln's not too far away. There's no Gabs at this time.
No.
Right?
I feel like it might be actually better for it.
I'm actually optimistic.
Yeah.
Yep. Optimistic. Yep.
Because what you will find is, like, you'll find a lot of the people you ran into at Gabs, you'll find at these venues, and you'll only be getting the good shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No fluff, no filler, no general public either. Not general public, but just kind of, you know, no randoms. You just rock up to a festival to get drunk. You'll be finding people who are into beer.
Yes, exactly. So, no, I think it's a good thing. So, I'm looking forward to that. And so, yeah, I'm flying down on the Tuesday, and I'm going to fly back on the Saturday. Yeah, just going to hang out.
That sounds
hang
good.
Out, have some random fun, you know. I'm going to go down to Brownstone. I'm going to go see the Kaiju Boys.
Nice.
And yeah.
I predict it's going to be one of the best years yet as far as that beer trip goes.
What, ARBAs or?
No, just the general feel. I think that not having Gabs there, like, it was, you know, seen as could be a bad thing. The whole thing's dying. And, you know, we talked about there being no beer weeks and that kind of thing, but I feel like it might actually be better. But I'm looking forward to your report.
Yeah.
You can report back and tell
us. Look, I used to like going to the AIBA gala dinner, going to the after drinks, stumbling back into the hotel room as the sun's coming up, having half an hour sleep, and then going to the poet session at Gab's on the Friday and having half
as
a beer and being topped up.
Yep, as did I.
That's like my muck up day. You know, if I played footy and won the grand final, that'd be my mad Monday.
Well, the best was when, so what, the year that we won Champion Small, they had the tasting, because they do the ABA tasting before games, and you get invited to that. So you get to go to that, and that's at, I don't know, 10 a.m. So you get to try all the beers that you beat, as it was. And then that was fucking awesome. And then you get to go to Gabs and you run into everyone that you know. And if you've done really well, you know, that's the conversation,
game
which
on.
Is always
exactly.
It's a victory lap of sorts.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And you don't pay a lot for those beers, let's be honest, at industry events.
No, that's right. Yeah.
A lot of beers
flowing
back and forth. So
yeah.
It's a good time.
So I'm pretty down for the whole thing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And Pint of Origin, I'll go to catch you out some of the Pint of Origin.
Hell yeah. All right. Now let's move on to the... Wait, actually, I've got my drink ready.
What have you got?
My beer ready. I've got a...
Yeah, what have you got?
I would describe this as a red ale, right?
Right. Okay.
I'm just going to pour my red ale in here.
Red wine.
It's a dark, but check this out, right?
Okay.
So it's dark in color.
Yes.
Let me just have a little... Ooh.
Rightio. I mean, technically you're right. I mean, what you're drinking
smooth.
Is... What you're drinking it probably could be considered an ale.
It is very smooth. Extremely smooth.
What
anyway,
is it?
So this is a... I saw this and it caught my eye.
Evans and Tate Smooth Operator.
Smooth Operator.
That's very Carlos Sainz of you. It's the Ferrari colour.
So it's the Ferrari colour. It's a smooth, velvety red ale.
Mm-hmm.
And if we move forward with the idea of the Boston the Brewer collab beer number 3,
yes,
which is the red IPA smooth operator,
yes,
and this is the inspo for that.
Oh, beverage. Actually, incidentally, speaking of the collab beer number 3, one of the things that we don't have on the list was the Australian National Homebrew Conference was cancelled last week. That was due to be here in Brisbane. And since it's not happening, I kind of reveal who I was speaking to as the international guest that I had organized.
Oh. Oh, wait.
You know him. You know him. Back in episode number 2.
Oh, yes.
Remember Michael?
I do remember.
Yeah,
I saw
Michael
the photos.
From Poland?
Yes.
Yeah, I was hanging out with him heaps. I hadn't seen him since the fucking that episode of the podcast when... Hadn't seen him face-to-face since 2019 in Japan. And, he was due to come out to Brisbane to speak at the Australian National Homebrew Conference. And I was going to try and organise for him to do that smoked pineapple Grodzinski that I'd been wanting to try.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's all fallen through now. So never mind.
Bugger. Well,
never mind.
The Boston Brewer Conference, 2025.
Early November, yes.
You never know. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, that was cool. I like to see those photos of you catching up with them. That looked good. Now, we have a 2023 ABAC report here, right? So I've made it a little bit easier for you. I've given you the direct link. I assume you haven't read it.
Nah. Did you read it?
I skimmed it. And I found you the pages that I thought might be worthy of conversation. Wow.
Or should I have just gone, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Wait. Wait, how do you get the photo of that? For fuck's sake. Oh, what's happening here? Go away. What's that doing? It's having a boomer moment over here. What the fuck is this thing doing?
I love how I crept that one in. And you were like, what?
No, that's good. Okay, go.
And people who are listening don't even
know. No, I didn't get the I didn't get the shot yet. I still got to get the shot.
Okay.
Okay, well, no, you know, actually what I'll do is I'll do the... Do it again. Do it again. This is better.
Fuck.
All right, I'll choose what to use later on. But anyway, okay. That's for the audio listeners, which is like all of our listeners.
Pretty, so I was going to hazard as a guess to say that pretty much the ABAC report for 2023 would have been all about Hard Solo, so I brought a can of Hard Solo.
Okay, that's good. Now, have you actually looked at it?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right. So bring up, I've given you a direct link to the PDF and see how
I've got be bringing potentially, up
the PDF. Yeah, click that PDF and then... Look at that, potentially interesting bits, and I've got the pages there for you. All right. So actually, how about you share your screen?
8, 19.
How about you share your screen?
Okay.
So go 8, 19, 22, and 40. Well, this is what I thought was interesting, but rather than you read the whole thing, let's just have a look at these particular pages.
Page 8.
Just put number 8 up to the top there. Just, it was 6 of 41. Put in like 8 and press enter. There you go.
Okay. 6 key standards for alcohol marketing and alcohol turning marketing Australia. Responsible and moderate portrayal of alcohol. Google. No depiction, direct implication, encouragement, or treating as an amusing consumption inconsistent with the Australian guidelines, blah, blah, blah. Responsibility towards minors. Responsible depiction of the effects of alcohol. Alcohol and safety. Placement restrictions and alcohol alternatives.
Okay, so I'm just drawing people's attention to that because I just in case you're listening to this, you don't know what ABAC is. It's a voluntary code for alcohol marketing. Mm. And this is basically what they're saying is they're kind of the realm of things. If you've got an alcohol business, these are the things you need to think about to stay within the code.
Yes.
So it's anything you do that breaches these things, you're probably going to get a breach of ABAC.
Yeah.
So that was the only reason for putting that one in there. Okay. So the next one was what, 19?
19.
I don't have it in front of me, but.
Most complaint about alcohol marketing in 2023, Hard Solo. Right. I'm going to crack mine in a second. Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's
12 complaints. 12 complaints were received about Hard Solo. The decision was the first occasion on the panel assessed the packaging of an RTD product with the brand name and core branding elements taken from a well-established and iconic soft drink brand. Isn't that interesting?
It is. You know, the most interesting thing about this to me is 12 complaints.
Doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, it doesn't seem like a lot. It also seems like we might have a conspiracy on our hands.
This is true. This is true. Yeah.
So every single member of our tribe on Facebook
has complained to ABAC.
We only have 12.
Well done, 12. Well done.
Yeah. Success. I thought the same as you. I thought that this is the most complained about alcohol product of the year, and there's only 12 complaints.
How many complaints did they receive in total? Is that in there?
Oh, we'll
Is
get
there
to that.
some sort of
We'll
graph?
get to
Okay.
that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. What's the next page I need to look at?
I think it was 22.
22 and 40.
Right. So here's just some
Okay.
examples. So the bold caps up the top, that's the area of breach. So like
Yep.
responsible moderate portrayal of alcohol. And these are some
Yep.
people who've breached it.
Yep. MSC Boxtails. Is someone scut there's a chick sculling goon out of a
Just getting
goon.
fuck eyed on, yeah,
Yep.
goon bags.
That's yep,
BWS,
can't do
there's some
that.
notable
Yeah, like a
entries in
lady
here.
carrying a whole handful of wine bottles by the looks of it. Good on you,
Yep.
love. The
Probably smooth
Empire
operator, I
Hotel.
suggest.
Me after one drink, me after 10 drinks. It can't do
Yeah,
that.
all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, here you go.
And this
Hard
is hard
Fizz. Those guys
fizz.
were fucking, so, yeah, they were just like all over it.
They're all over it.
You can't put Stone Cold Steve Austin, even if he's wearing a Cheeky Monkey shirt.
Nope.
Is that the Inspired Unemployed there?
No, Gravity Seltzer is like a different one, I think, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Rapid alcohol consumption. This shit's
Yeah.
fucking common sense, though, hey? Oh,
Yeah.
there we go.
Well,
Better
but
beer
only
at
if you know about
Arvo.
it. But yeah, better beer, we're all over it.
Yeah. G up vodka. Rapid consumption of the product using a drinking snorkel. Oh my God. This shit's
That's.
so fucking basic.
Yeah, but but don't
Pouring,
you think it's
pour.
also like I watch so much of like the Ricky Gervais and the Jeremy Clarkson videos they do for their alcohol brands, and they're so fun, but they
Yeah.
would just completely breach all of this like re really
Yeah.
badly. So I it's kind of a little bit sad that like these companies, there's better beer again, like they're just doing just sculling videos of stupid shit. They're not being funny. They're not doing anything fun, and it's a breach. But you kind of it would be nice if you could do the kind of marketing that was fun and tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Yeah, but you
If you're
can't.
hearing a siren right now, that's this is the
Can't hear a
sounds of
siren. And Zoom's really good
Labrador.
at canceling that shit out. You got
Yeah.
if you Elon barks, can't hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's a whole bunch of stuff there. G
G
up
up vodka
vodka.
all over it. All over
Bloody
every fucking
fucking
breach.
bloody G up. You call
All
them
right.
G up vodka, you're just in for a thing. What was the last page? 44?
42, was it? 40.
Stats. All
Okay,
right, here we
stats.
go.
So here,
Marketing
let me
pre-betting.
draw your attention to two particular
Yep.
stats before you get into it, right?
Yep.
Can you scroll down? Okay, so scroll
I'm gonna
alcohol
scroll.
complaints, right? Unless I'm misinterpreting this. Alcohol complaints in 2004 was 212,
Yes.
right? Alcohol complaints in 2023, 20 years
207.
later of running this racket, sorry,
Yes.
running ABAC,
Yeah.
was 207. So
Yes. And
after
it's gone
20
from
years,
it, but you can see that it's varied so much. It's gone from 212 down to 53, up to 160, 180, 93,
well, fine, but
200,
it's
288,
20
207.
years is a very, very long time. And after 20 years, there's less complaints than there were,
Yes.
right? And then look at the
And probably
marketing
the
pre-vetted, which is.
Here's the interesting one, the percentage of all complaints, right? So that line below it is the percentage of the number of complaints to ad standards, okay? Which has gone from 8.1% to 5.3%.
Right.
That's trending down.
So complaints are trending down, but the pre-vetting service, which is how ABAC makes the racket work, has gone from 750 to 3,167.
That's pre-betting, yes.
So
Well, that's how you make the big
this is
bucks,
literally
mate.
just a money printing exercise.
How you make big bucks.
Oh, fucking nice. This is the best business in the world.
So 207 complaints and 12 were about hard solo. So that's 5%.
I mean, not many people are complaining, are they? If you look at
No.
those numbers.
No.
And the stat they
Then
don't have
wonder.
in here is how many individual entities complained, how many times an individual entity complained. So for example, if you've got one entity like FAIR, how many times did they complain about an alcohol
issue? Yeah, exactly.
And that would be an interesting number, because basically what you have here is a whole bunch of lobby groups that are complaining about the same shit and another group that is making money off those complaints. As far as I can tell, that's what's yes. going on here.
And that's an interesting line here, the upheld marketing pre-vetted. So we're pre-vetting it happened, but there was a complaint and that complaint was upheld. I wonder which one that was.
Well, that was hard, solid, rated.
Could have been anything else.
But this is just marketing. It's basically just saying if you do the pre-vetting, you're generally okay.
Yeah.
But then you weren't in that case.
Yes. 3,167 over the course of a year. That's a lot of pre-vetting to do.
It fucking oath it is. It's a good little business they got going.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. Good money.
We're in the wrong business.
100%. All right. Moondog's Wild West venue launch postponed. Let's try and skim over these because I got a fair bit of Hendo reacts and post some comments.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
This is, I didn't read this. I skimmed it very briefly, but I was excited to see what was happening with this venue. And then it got canceled like the day people were rocking up to turn up, which is a fucking massive bummer.
Mm, mm.
I don't know if you know any more about this than I do, but.
No. The location of a fire hydrant in the venue was no longer suitable.
It's a bit shit. It's a bit shit.
Yeah, right. I reckon that I want to go to that. In fact, when I go to Melbourne, I might go to Moondog.
Dude,
Wild West.
I watch Westworld. I have a cowboy hat right there. I'm prepared to go there right now.
Yeah. Get on a plane then.
Crafting a, you're into this shit, crafting a certifiably sustainable beer industry.
Yeah, look, there's you know, making beer is a horrendously environmentally and resource intensive, you know, operation from grain to glass. And it always plays on my mind when I make beer and that sort of thing, how much energy and water and all that sort of stuff you use. And I think that sustainability in the brewing industry is going to become more of a thing as particularly the costs go up and stuff like that. Having gone to Rocky Ridge in WA, was that year before last? They're doing some amazing work there. So yeah, it's something I take an interest in.
And they were mentioning this article as this new sort of certified sustainable kind of situation. Are you into the all the BrewDog shit about planting all the trees and that kind of stuff? You love that stuff?
No,
not so much.
No. Plant trees, but there's a lot of bullshit in around and greenwashing in around.
Yeah.
You know, carbon credits and stuff like that.
All right, let's move on. I'm bored.
Okay.
I've got an idea before we get into Hendo Reacts, okay?
Right, yeah.
I think we should do this, and I don't know if we should have planned for this, but I thought if we don't do it now, we're going to miss opportunities because we've already missed one, which is let's briefly try and predict as an over-under, because we haven't really done over-under, try to predict who is going to end up in what F1 seat in 2025.
Yes, yes.
Because Carlos Sainz... Sorry, not Carlos Sainz. Fernando Alonso has re-signed with Aston, which...
Alonso has signed with Aston, right?
Yeah. Alonso has signed with Aston. So it's starting. The silly season is starting. So if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it.
Yeah, sounds so fair. If you
click on that link.
Yes.
It's got some darked out drivers. And without any preparation... Wait, did you do any preparation for this?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Neither do I. So let's predict.
So basically, we've got one seat at Red Bull.
Wait, I have to take notes while we do this because I have to.
Nothing at Ferrari because it's Leclerc and Hamilton. Alonso signed with Aston Martin. Nobody signed at Williams. Nobody signed at Kick Sauber. Russell is staying at Mercedes and is in and Hamilton's seat is vacant. Norris and Piastri both signed long-term contracts at McLaren. Ocon and what's his second name? The other French bloke at Alpine.
Gasly.
Hey, Gasly, yeah. Yuki and Danny Ric are both on one-year contracts. And no, nothing at Haas as well.
Okay, so I feel like this may not work because I don't really know this anywhere near as well as you do, but...
It's going to be hard to do an under-over.
Let's just go through each line. Each of us will pick someone, and at the end of the year when it's all said and done, we'll go back and review it. We'll see.
Okay.
So
you're going to write this down?
Red Bull. I'm writing it down right now on my phone.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
Red Bull, Checo will stay because he's performed well, and assuming that he continues to perform well, he'll stay.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's okay. That's not definitely not happening.
What makes you think that?
Red Bull, what's going to happen at Red Bull? Fuck, I definitely should have thought about this. I will say
Red Bull is 100%.
I will say science. I will say science.
Okay, Red Bull's a 100% results oriented team. You fuck up for 3 weeks, you'll get canned.
Checo's fucked up for 3 years, mate.
Yeah, but he's not fucking up this year.
He will. He does this every year.
Okay. Nothing at Ferrari.
I'm saying science. Right. We're going to have to remember these picks because we'll get further down.
Well, yeah. Who's going to be in the Aston Martin seat with Alonso?
Stroll.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, Daddy owns the team, I suppose.
What do you think?
Yeah, of course it's going to be fucking Stroll.
Okay.
What other team is he? Is he driven for any other team?
I don't think he would even pass his license, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Williams, that's going to be your turn to guess first.
Oh, I think we will see. I don't think Logan Sargeant's going to make it through. I can't see Alex Albon going elsewhere. So I think Albon will stay.
Yep.
And I think we'll probably see Sargeant go and be replaced by who was that guy who did that drive with Ferrari and really fucking crushed it. It's either that or it's going to be Mick Schumacher might get a run.
Well, you got to choose one. Well, who was the guy? I like that pick.
What was his name?
He was the English bloke.
Yeah.
What was his name? Behrman, wasn't it? Behrman.
Behrman. Yeah, Ollie Behrman. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Ollie
like
Behrman.
That. Okay, I like that.
If Ollie Behrman doesn't get the Williams seat, he'll get a Haas seat.
Okay, I think that is great, but I don't agree.
Yeah.
Albon 100% will stay. He's doing very well. I think this Antonelli guy, who they are tipped to potentially come in at Mercedes, will come in for Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's young. He's like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Like a child prodigy type guy, but you're not going to put a 17-year-old in a fucking Mercedes. Unless he's, Max. But even Max did 1 year at Toro Rosso, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yes.
So they will put him in. That Antonelli fella, they'll put him in at Williams, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we've got Haas. No, now we've got Sauber.
Kick Sauber.
Okay.
Your turn.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Fuck.
It's Bottas and Zhou right now.
Yeah, Bottas will stay just because he's a good marketing. He's actually doing pretty well. He qualified pretty well the other day.
I can't see Joe going anywhere.
I feel like that'll stay.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Who's going to be in the seat with Russell?
Wait, I got to write this shit down. How do you spell Zhou? Z Z Z Y A O
U
Z H O U
Z H O U.
Yeah, got it. Oh my god, it's auto correcting. Jesus, stop. Okay. All right, next.
So on the seat with George Russell.
Mercedes.
Yeah, at Mercedes, that will be Sainz.
Are you picking Sainz for Mercedes?
Yeah. Yes.
Mercedes, okay. Science. I can't pick science because I already picked him for Red Bull. Mercedes. Yeah, I couldn't see Alonso going there, and obviously he didn't. I think science is a great choice. I think that makes every bit as much sense as him going to Red Bull. He's going to go to one of those
Yes.
two teams. Then if they don't choose him, who do they choose? Yeah, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm going to go with Bearman just because I don't know. But he's a Ferrari driver, so that's probably not happening. But
Yeah,
I'm gonna I
he's got to pay his
I'm
money back to Ferrari.
yeah,
Ollie
I'm gonna
Bearman
take
going to Haas is not unreasonable.
yeah, I'm gonna take the L on that one, but that's my guess because we have to move on. All right, who's
Okay.
next? Alpine.
So Alpine. I don't see a change at Alpine.
So current drivers and Alpine.
Is Ocon and Gasly.
Both performing pretty well.
And they're getting along okay.
Yeah. And not really doing anything that would elevate them to one of the top teams. Yeah. All right. I'm like, yeah, I can't argue with that. I'm taking your pick.
RB.
Oh, RB. RB. Okay. All right.
So
My
you two
turn,
will
right?
keep. Okay, yes, go on, man.
I have to go first. Oh, it's tough and it sucks to say it, but I would say it's going to be Yuki and Will fucking what's his name? The fucking the guy who
The
replaced
guy who
Ricardo.
filled in,
Yeah.
right? Who's
Yeah,
the guy who filled in for him? Who was
the
he? What
guy
was his
filled
name
in
again?
what's his name? Lawson, Liam Lawson.
Lawson, Liam Lawson, yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Yuki will
So that
stay one
leaf.
until the end of 2025, right? At RB, but then he'll move
Honda, right?
to Honda, yeah, which is
Yeah.
Sauber, is it? No. Sauber's
Audi?
becoming Audi.
Audi.
Who's taken on Honda? Is a fucking Aston Martin is
Oh,
taking
Aston,
Honda.
yeah. Okay, and then hat, and then wait. Oh no, we've already done Haas.
No, we haven't done Haas.
No, we did. We did Bottas and oh, that was
No,
oh,
no, no.
that was Sauber. Okay.
Yeah. Haas.
Okay, now it's your turn, Sauber.
I think Hulk will stay because he's been outperforming.
So
I wish I could
Sats.
pick
Okay, sorry. Go.
Hulkenberg. He'll
Hulk.
stay. And I think I can't pick Ollie Bearman twice, but I think that's probably where if you have Ollie Bearman wind up there, that is probably where he'd wind up.
Yeah, you are right. You are 100% right.
I would probably say you're gonna see Haas invest in some they invest in new talent. That's just what they do, right?
How about this? You and I both don't really understand the new driver market that well, right? We don't
No.
watch F2. We don't watch
I'm
like.
looking at the F2 driver lineup now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say because
Yeah.
there's some young
Can I
drivers
just bring
coming
this over
through who are
here?
very good. How about you share the screen? Okay, here we go. Here we go.
It's there. It's there. It's right there.
All right. Yeah. But even
So,
there's even people who aren't currently in F2 who've like dominated and they just don't have a drive in F1. There's like three or four of these guys who are like really fast.
yeah. It'd be good to see someone like what's his name? Yeah, it's interesting. I don't
What
know.
about Mick Doohan's
Let's do
kid?
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a possibility. He's done okay, but
Jack
there's better
Doohan.
F2 drivers though.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm gonna put my answer as some random young guy. Are
Rightio.
you gonna do the same thing or do you want to actually choose someone?
Some random young guy.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Okay. All right. All right, let's okay, I've written all of those down. Let's see how this goes.
Okay.
All right. Hendo reacts.
Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts. It's the segment that we go to when we're done spitting facts. Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back. It's time to relax. Hendo reacts.
All right. Just gotta share my screen and
when we're done spitting facts. Okay, Hendo for the first reacts. One. Share the sound. Okay.
App.suno.ai. Oh,
all right. Well, this is just in case you didn't watch last week's episode, but
I didn't.
Press
I
play.
Didn't.
Right.
In the field of.
Oh, no, wait. Fuck, I didn't say anything. No, it's not the same one. No, it's a different song. It's a peanut song. God damn it.
Well, what have you done?
No, it's the same. Well, I put this, it's a random one. Hang on. Let me find it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Stop screen share. Anyway, actually, there's actually no point in doing it. But you listened to the show. What are your thoughts on that AI generated jingle from last week?
It was okay. And then lots of other people came up with lots of other jingles as well.
Yeah. So I paid what, $200 for a jingle, and then AI can just make it and
do it for free. Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this one here? Ashley Chester.
Well, okay. So this, before you read this, can I say this, right? This Ashley Chester character, I put this before any of the other links.
Right.
Because this is an extremely antagonistic and aggressive comment.
I saw it. Yes.
You saw it? You saw this?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, what were your immediate thoughts? Do you want to read it out and explain?
Yeah. You blokes mocked the antique white USA, yet here you are looking for a warmer cream. The antique white is just a nice warm white. Who wants to live in a cold, dead lexicon where you can feel the love and warmth of a very mild cream? Treat yourself.
It's so aggressive at the end.
I know. I don't think he's being aggressive. I think he's going, treat yourself.
I think he's being condescending. He's saying...
condescending. Yes, yeah. I'd pay that.
The use of the word dead was a cold, dead lexicon.
Yeah, but full lexicon is dead. It's grey. I would agree with that. But lexicon half is not.
I painted my entire house full lexicon and it was fucking great. Not inside.
This one.
Outside.
Oh, yeah, outside. Yeah, that's fine.
My old house.
Hmm.
You think this isn't warm? Look at this shit. That's warm as fuck.
I can't tell with your lens of your camera. Ashley? You change the lights and nothing happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Did you paint the whole place in the weekend?
No, just the three bedrooms. Two bedrooms, actually.
Did you sugar soap?
Yeah, we sugar soaped. It looks quite good, actually. It looks actually a million times better than it did. We did very well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Well done.
And also, Ashley, this kind of derogatory, inappropriate behavior is just unacceptable. Warm. This is
warm love. Warm love and cream.
Fuck it. He loves hogs bristle. This is the kind of guy who loves hogs bristle. And
yeah,
I don't know. Should we kick him out of the group? Is I guess
no,
the question.
No. We need healthy debate. I'm okay with healthy debate.
It's very derogatory comments here.
Like what you like. Dead lexicon. No, it's not being I don't think he's being derogatory. I think he's standing his ground. You know,
he is,
and I can respect that.
But what about this? What about this? He capitalizes antique, doesn't capitalize white, and then capitalizes USA, but then doesn't capitalize lexicon.
Oh, now you're just picking on a guy for fucking.
Well, no, I think it's
his choice of his choice of capitalization and that sort of thing.
Well, I think he's taking a shot.
Of course,
it's a deliberate. He's saying antique as if it's like antique, like that's a really important thing. Lexicon lowercase, like it's meaningless and nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I was disgusted by it. I thought you would be too, but that's okay.
I'm okay with it, mate. I'm okay with it.
That's fair.
100% okay with it. If he wants to do that, that's totally fine.
Well, it's a shot across the bow is what
it is. A shot across the bow. 100% it's a shot across the bow.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
If you're gonna come with a king, you better not miss, Ashley. All right.
All right. Let's have a look at this fucking TikTok one you got here.
HR1.
It's got sound.
Ask me again.
Which of these three colors do you prefer?
White.
No, they're different.
Those are the same color.
Personally, I like this one.
Okay. This is the one that you liked. I'm now going to show them all to you mixed up, and I'm going to see if you can.
None of those were lexicon, by the way.
Yeah. Turn around.
We're half lexicon.
Okay. Which is your favorite?
This one.
How the fuck did you know?
Well done. Well done. Oh, that's so good.
All right. So this is Hendo HR F11.
F1. Okay, radio.
Yeah.
Danny Rick is going to drive for Red Bull 2025. It's the Red Bull Mini with the can on it. Absolutely. That's as good as it's going to get at this juncture. Oh, Facebook.
Oh, right. That was the Alonso.
That's the Aston Martin.
Sorry.
No. This is the Lance Stroll one. It's the Aston Martin Aramco Formula One team. I am here to crash. Thank you, Dad. Lance Stroll.
That's a Martin driver announcement. God damn it. That's so harsh.
I love it. All right, what's this one? On Twitter. Oh. Yeah, 2025 F1 calendar.
It's
first race in Melbourne. You want to go?
I noticed that. 100%.
Okay, we're doing it.
We have to do it.
Which is the 14th to 16th of March.
I mean, it's so close to my birthday. It's basically my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Joe's birthday's around that time as well. Adam Schell's birthday's around
should
that
we do,
time too.
Should we do some kind of Boston the Brewer tour or some shit? Or should we just go?
Just
go, probably.
Let's tour? Just tear it up, man. Okay. I am totally down for that.
I'm so down for that.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
100%. I'd skipped a year. But I'll be ready to go back. If we're going to do it, we're going to do proper fucking proper hospitality.
We have to do it right.
Yes. Yeah, so we're dropping a few large on this, mate.
No, I know. I've been holding out. Now I'm living in a tent in Stabrador. Yep. I should be able to save some money. So
bring all that coffee fucking money.
Let's do. Yeah, exactly. All right. 12 questions. So in this segment, we ask our entire audience to ask whatever questions they have. And our entire audience is 12 people, which incidentally is a multiple of 120, which is what this episode is.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, congratulations to us.
Yes. Wait, we are celebrating.
I'm celebrating with the hard solo.
Nice. I'm celebrating with a smooth operator.
I can't believe it. It doesn't feel like 120.
Pretty crazy. That's more than
amazing.
2 years. I mean, yeah, we got it right. No. Anyway, so we've got some questions here. You can't look at them. You may not have. I don't know.
No,
I'm going to ask them right now.
People like Louis G tries to tag me, but I still don't look.
Oh, wow. Good.
Stop it, Louis G. Stop it. Right. You know I'm not supposed to be there.
Menon Belted Sweaters said, did Hendo Samble enjoy soju and kimchi on his Korea adventure? Any other
Every
culinary
damn day.
Delights?
Every day. And also one of the standout meals that I had was a burger.
Nice. Korean barbecue.
I watched this YouTube channel called Yummy Boy, and it's all about like Korean street food, but it shows all the food preparation, but it's all done ASMR. So there's like all of this all the clicking and all that sort of shit.
So you go on Google and you put in ASMR Yummy Boy. You do that.
Just Google Yummy Boy. The whole channel is.
I'm not doing that.
No, do it. It's an excellent channel, and they cook some delicious food. And there was this place called Brooklyn Burgers that I wanted to go to. I was in Gangnam, and I went, and the burger was fucking phenomenal. And I had fries with cheese sauce on it. It was amazing.
Yum.
But yes.
Nice. I am very hungry after you said that. Okay.
And I had Korean barbecue. Had pork barbecue one night, and the pork got left on the barbecue a little bit too long, and they flipped it, and it was a little bit burnt. And all the Korean people, they get the food scissors. You know what they do with the food scissors? They cut the burnt bits off.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Why the fuck would you do that? That's where the flavor is.
No. Cut that black shit.
But they cut it off because it's cancer, apparently.
Yeah, it is cancer. Get rid of that shit.
Cancer, if you have the choice, flavor or cancer, what are you choosing?
I'm not getting into cancer jokes, okay? I'm not. I feel like this episode's going to get cancelled enough as it is. I'm not going there. All right. Ben Stab, question. If hypothetically someone wanted to buy a brewery that was currently in VA, what's the process? Why would someone buy a brewer like Nomad, when in theory you can get one for cents on the dollar. Well, that's a very good point.
This is absolutely true, and you absolutely can.
Yeah.
That's how Parched was sold when it went into V8 and became Brew Baron.
And Ballistic.
And Ballistic as well, exactly. Is that if a brewery goes into VA and if you're cashed up and ready to go, you pick up the phone to the administrator straight away and go, I'm going to buy shares. I'm going to inject money into this. The administrator's going to go, yep, that's in the best interest of the creditors. I'll take your money. You therefore own this brewery or a major share of it.
Yeah, so you contact the administrator, yes. You've got to have enough money to pay out the docker. You've got to have a plan that will convince the administrator that that is in the best interest of the creditors, right?
Yeah, but see, no, the thing is, if I wanted to buy the brewery, right, I'd pick up the phone to the administrator. Now, let's say there's a plan with the docker that's going to be 10 cents on the dollar, right? And the administrator is considering that option from internal funding. But if you come along and say, well, I'm going to inject this amount of money in and the creditors are going to get 15 cents on the dollar, administrator is obliged to take your offer and then you own a brewery.
Yeah. But you also probably take on the debt.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the 10 cents on the dollar, 15
Well, no,
cents
the
on the dollar.
secured debt, like the secured debt for the equipment and whatnot.
Well, that depends on the administrator. You know,
Yeah, and
depends what.
you've also got to consider, like, are you buying a physical thing or are you buying goodwill? So like
If goodwill or brand or
a
trademark
brand
or
or yeah, and
IP.
then the brewery's been through this process,
Yes.
which is could be
But this
potentially
is the thing
very damaging to the brand.
it's often overlooked about the VA process. People, you know, that the more VAs that happen, people are starting to pick, you know, starting to get all angsty going, oh, they're just trying to get out of your debts. And you don't do that without significant risk. Someone could have marched in and bought Mazinout, you know, at any time during the VA
Yeah.
process.
Yeah, there's risk, but
And he wouldn't have had a choice.
Yeah, no, 100% there's risk. Yeah, but I think in a lot of these situations, there's no option because they're in a situation they can't get out of.
Yeah.
The other thing that I don't think we've spoken about on this podcast definitely doesn't have any relation to the question, but there's a thing called small business restructuring, which I don't think we've spoken about on here. But it's a thing that happens. I don't know a lot about it, and this is not financial advice, which we say all the time, but there are breweries that have
Crispin
gone
Worrell
through this
spoke about it though.
process. What's that? Oh, did
What's his
oh,
name?
okay.
Crispin Worrell spoke, he touched on it,
Oh yeah, okay. Good.
which
So
is
and
basically VA Lite.
it's VA, but people don't know about it, is what it is,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So just touching on the brand reputation thing, like some brands have gone through this process and have seemingly come out very well, and some have not come out well for probably legitimate reasons. But there are breweries that have gone through this process that you haven't even known they've gone through it.
Yes.
And that's going on as well.
Yes.
So yeah, there are some bargains to be had. There's no You'd be out of your
There are
fucking mind to
bargains to be
pay
had.
full price for a brewery at the moment.
Yeah.
Luke Cooper, question: do the Hiker Brewing medals return from Korea safely, and do they have Hendo's bite marks in them?
That's just such a silly question. Yes.
Wow.
And
Okay.
yes.
Do you have them there or no?
No, I handed them. Okay, so what happened is at the IBA meeting on Tuesday night. So I was at Hiker on Tuesday morning, did a photo shoot with Joel because I was updating all my hero photography and stuff like that. And I walked
Nice.
into Hiker and they're like, where's their medals? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Sorry, I forgot them. Oh, sorry, I'll bring them tonight. And then got to the, and what I did was I wanted to do a little bit of a presentation so that Phil and Dan got the experience of getting their medals presented to them in front of a crowd.
Oh,
They're not my fucking medals.
yeah.
So I snuck them in to Hiker. And then Phil and Dan come up as soon as I arrived at the IBA meeting, going, they're going, where's their medals? Where's Oh, sorry, I had to leave in a hurry. And they're like, get out. And I'm like,
Oh.
oh, no, I'll bring them tomorrow, I promise. But I had them hidden over in the corner. And
Yeah.
so I sent a message to Adzi and I said, look, we need to make a bit of a big deal out of this because they, you know, they've it's a it is a big deal. And so at the end of the IBA meeting, Adzi fucking called me up and I presented the medals and put them over their necks and all that sort of thing,
Oh,
which was
that's
really
cool.
cool. I
That's
haven't seen any
awesome.
photos online though, so put some fucking photos up.
Yeah, I didn't even see this. That's really
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. I think it was important that I mean, I could have just walked in on a Tuesday morning and handed them over, but that would have been boring.
Yeah.
So
All right, Luke Cooper asked about the Queensland IBA catch-up, which we sort of touched up,
it was excellent.
Touched on, but
where was,
like
where was
good.
He? Where was he?
Yeah, he couldn't make it. Unable to make it.
Oh,
is that Hiker Brewing an East Coast roast beer? Again, I haven't spoken to Phil. He's got so much on. He's too busy. But I'm keen.
Yeah.
As long as I don't spend all that much money on coffee that you spent for your milk and two sugars, I'm definitely keen. Luke Cooper, 120 episodes of quality nonsense and shit casting.
Yep.
That's like broadcasting, but shit.
Shit. Yep. He's
a
right.
Very fair comment.
Yep.
Luke Cooper, when cleaning tanks under pressure, does Hendo play Under Pressure by Queen? Oh.
No.
No. Luke Cooper's fucking on a tear. Jesus.
No, no. I play John Farnham, Take the Pressure Down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Okay, that's fair. That's a good one. Luke Cooper, was Angus's Luke Cooper shitposting song better than my Phil Sharp Reacts ditty? Wow.
Sharp Reacts.
Luigi, science to Mercedes, what are the odds?
I called that.
You
so,
called it.
So, yeah, Luigi and I are on the same page.
Yeah, I feel like you might be right about that.
Luigi and I are on the same page. You know what's going to happen at the when we're at the Formula One next year? He's going to be there, probably in the pits.
Yeah,
because that's what he does.
And he'll be like, "I'm Luigi." I'm like, "Jesus Christ!"
I think the Enigma himself will probably be there. He'll probably be working in the pits or something like that, no doubt. And we'll have pit passes, and we'll rock right past him. And I'll be like, oh, there's Carlos Sainz. Shake, Carlos. Like, imagine like Louis G standing there, and then behind him is Carlos Sainz, and he's waving at me, going, "Hendo, come shake my hand." I walk and I barge Louis G out of the way to go to shake Carlos Sainz's hand.
How about this? This is what I think is going to happen. Old mate's going to be in the front, being like, "Hendo, shake my hand. I'm Louis G. And then you go up to shake his hand, and then he's like, "Just kidding, that's Louis G." And then he turns around to Carlos, and Carlos is like, "I'm Louis G."
It's like Scooby. It's a Scooby Doo episode. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
Oh, here we go. Oh wait. Okay. Before we get to the next question, this is my so for Red Bull, right? This is my idea.
Yeah.
You're still stuck on this Luigi thing. Red Bull backup drivers have been very shit since Ricciardo, right?
Yes.
They've all failed. Perez is failing. It's totally okay to have a failing driver. However, Max's spot there has been called into question. If he left, they would be completely fucked. So you have to have some redundancy. Also, you want to find the kind of driver that isn't going to be 100% like, "I'm the number one driver." You basically want to find someone who's going to challenge Max but not beat Max, right?
Yeah.
Carlos is your man for that, right? He would smoke Perez. He'll do way better than Perez. He'll do way better than Gasly. Way better than Albon did at Red Bull.
Yeah.
He'll be like the Ricciardo. He'll be like right there, but he'll
basically win the odd race
spot. With the odd race, come second every time. Neck and neck in qualifying, but overall Max will beat him over a season.
Sure.
Which is exactly what Red Bull want.
Yes.
And then if Max goes somewhere else, they've got a fucking awesome driver like ready to go. That's my thinking.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Right, Luigi. Can we see Steve Hendo Henderson performing Gangnam Style dance?
The answer is I have a photo of myself in front of the monument in the Gangnam Style monument, but if you want me to dance, that's gonna be a hard no.
Well, what would it take?
A lot of money
to gather a GoFundMe of
something like that,
like $50,
$75.
You would dance Gangnam Style for the 12th.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, fucking, let's do that. Let's do that. Are you going to the F1 trip? That goes into the kitty to Melbourne. Right, Paul Metcalf, how is the songwriting going? I have a great title and part of the song chorus about maths. DM me, Paul Metcalf. So, okay, no, I am, I am, I have been actively writing songs. I've had a couple of interesting ideas. So, okay, good. Yeah, let's do a song about maths. That'd be fucking fun. All right, I'm gonna slide into his DMs. Now that I've written one jingle, I'm like basically Ed Sheeran at this point. Mark Golby, question: is Luke Cooper a fanboy?
Of what?
Of
Or
the
whom?
12, I assume. And then Luke Cooper replied, of course he did, saying, "I prefer contributor." Mark Golby said, "I prefer one question per person." That's fair. You're not the question police. Yeah. Well, I support Luke Cooper's endeavors.
Yeah.
He did ask 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions in this thread. 6 questions plus 1, 2, wait, 1, 2, 3 replies. So 9. So we had 18 comments on our thread, and Luke Cooper was 9 of them. How do you feel about that?
Slow down, eh?
Well, okay. Jesus. Okay. I wasn't expecting that
Oh, do you want to
response.
know, you know something funny? Do you know how I had that steward on the the famous
The
K-pop
K-pop.
rapper Steward? Yeah, she follows me on Instagram now.
I don't want to get it. I'm gonna end the show and we'll talk about it afterwards, okay? Want a shout out? Shout out her account or no, she'll get more followers than we fucking have.
She's
What
got
people
way more
follow us?
followers there, but she follows me. She only follows 575 people, but I'm
I'm
one
gonna
of
end this episode, Hendo. Okay, let's just wrap this up. Love your work. See you soon. See you at the F1 in 2025.
Take it easy, legend.
See you, mate.